It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Most of us are familiar with Hollywood's version of the lives of the Von Trapp family. Things happened a little bit differently in real life, but in real life, the Von Trapps did leave Austria in 1938. They first traveled to Italy and then the United States. There really was a Maria Von Trapp with a remarkable musical ability, and she and her stepchildren and her children really did perform. And here's a little bit of the original Von Trapp family singers performing Echo Yodel. Some of the younger Von Trapp, they are carrying on their family's musical legacy. They formed an indie band called, appropriately, the Von Trapps. They'll be performing at Vaudeville Muse in Des Moines coming up soon, I think on March 30th. And two of the members of the band are here with me today. Amanda Von Trapp, hello.
Hi. Hi.
And Sophia, Sophia Von Trapp is also here.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
And you are two of four siblings that, make up this band, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
our grandfather was portrayed as Kurt in The Sound of Music. And so the four of us are all siblings, actually. And passed down the yodeling technique from the older generation to ours.
So your grandfather was actually Werner Von Trapp.
Yes.
And when you were growing up, did you sing as a family?
We definitely were, the four of us sang together. We were very musically inclined and had music, surrounded by music most of our lives. But we started about 14 years ago because our grandfather, Werner, he would come to Montana to teach us Austrian folk songs. And then he had a stroke, and we decided to put those songs on a little album to send to him in the hospital. And that's sort of what began our careers as artists, just sort of making music and traveling, performing. So didn't really expect to get into it at all. It really wasn't part of the family. No one expected us to. There was no pressure. We just loved music and loved traveling and exploring.
Did your father sing as well?
No, it actually skipped a generation.
Really? So was that considered to be something, or for your father, was that considered to be something of a rebellion?
I don't think it was a rebellion. I think it's funny. I've actually talked to other people about this, where it's like the first generation, they sing, the second generation tries to forget it, and the third generation tries to bring it back type of thing. Like, that's a pattern, it seems. But we actually have an aunt who sings. She's a great performer. So she's part of our dad's generation. But neither of our parents are singers at all, never expected us to get into it. And it was just the four of us that really wanted to.
Wow. So when you were kids and you were learning these Austrian folk songs, did you watch The Sound of Music? Did you watch the movie and sing those songs too?
Yeah, we grew up with the movie just like everyone else did. We also, though, when we first, the very first time we watched it, it was on two cassette tapes. I was on, the VHS, you had to put the second one in to watch the rest of the film, and we lost the second one. So for a couple of weeks, we had no idea how the story ended, and so we figured it out.
Wait, you had a little bit of an idea how the story ended.
Yeah. They survived it.
So did you have big family gatherings and go out to Stowe, Vermont, and did you know all the cousins and all of that when you were growing up?
Yeah, we'd go back for reunions, maybe like once every 2 years or so. But we have so much family because Maria and the captain, after they got married, they had three more children. So there were 10 altogether, and they toured around the world for 20 years after they escaped Austria in 1938. And so then they had kids. And so we have so many cousins. Some of them we've only met once, just because there's just so many but all of them are really are musical. A lot of people ask, oh, are there any other like sibling groups that sing? Not professionally, but all of them have really amazing ears and are really musical.
Very strong genes, obviously from both sides of the family. So when you sent off that music to your grandfather when he was in the hospital, you said that sort of started the ball rolling. Explain right. that a little bit for us. How did that start the ball rolling? A lot of us made recording for our grandparents.
Well, yeah, I think that when we were making it, somebody in the town that we were making the recording heard it and said, well, you know, if you guys put a few more songs on it, make it a full length, you know, you could turn it into an album. And then we opened for a famous pianist, his name is George Winston in Montana. And his booking agent saw us perform and thought that, wanted to become our booking agent. So a lot, just sort of a snowball effect of, oh, let's give it a try. Let's try that. It sounds like fun. It sounds interesting. And we were so young. Ella was 11. Sophie was 11. Sophie was 13. I was 10. And August, the boy, the youngest, he was 7. So there wasn't a whole lot of conscious thought into a musical career. It was more like just exploring the world and getting the opportunity to be in all these incredible places. Like our first overseas tour was in New Zealand and Australia, and then we went to Korea and Japan. So we were having a blast. So,
and what kind of music were you performing then?
Well, we were doing a lot of like folk music and songs like Scarborough Fair or the Happy Wanderer, and also doing Sound of Music songs. And like you said, a lot of people, you know, recorded songs, you know, as little kids for their grandparents. But I think because of our name and because of just the reach that the Sound of Music has had on the world, that really was something that I think everyone was intrigued by, thinking, oh, there's another generation of Von Trapps, of siblings that are singing together. And that, I think that really, that was a huge part of us being able to tour the world, was because of this, because of what our grandparents' legacy. But at the same time, we kind of had to make our own way. So, I mean, it was so much practicing and putting together a 2-hour show is not as easy as we thought in the beginning, but I think we just loved it. There was something about it that I just couldn't get enough of it. And so in a way, we started our first overseas tours in New Zealand and Australia. And then we started, you know, just singing with symphonies, and our repertoire became a little more complicated and just interesting for us. We started doing we did a Mozart cover of the overture to Die Zauberflöte, and it was done at like 4-part harmony, but mimicking the different instruments. And that was really, and we started doing madrigals and Gregorian chants and songs that our grandparents actually used to sing, more classical music. But this has been over 14 years. We've been just kind of growing, or just in a way exploring different genres. And when we came out with the album with Pink Martini 2 years ago, that was something, that was last year, totally different. I mean, 10 different languages, everything from like a Japanese tango to a Hebrew bossa nova to like a Swedish Batucada ABBA cover, just like everything.
Well, let's play a little bit from that album that you put out with Pink Martini, Dream a Little Dream, and this is the title track.
Right.
Say 90-90, kiss me.
just a little taste of the Von Trapps performing with Pink Martini. They released an album, Dream a Little Dream, together early last year. And so with all of the music that you performed as teenagers, you're all now in your 20s, and you formed your own band. I mean, was Pink Martini's pretty eclectic, so that's not a clear sound when we talk about Pink Martini. But did you sit down and really try to devise a sound that you would have?
No, I think most of it, like a lot of it, was organic. There was such a step-by-step process of phases as artists. By working with Pink Martini, we were opened our horizons were open to a whole new set of ways to use the music in front of us, and to sort of go back into our past and figure out what were those things that we liked when we were traveling, what were those songs that stuck with us for a long time, and what did we really like. And so that was that phase, and putting it all together with Pink Martini was such a fun process. So because they're a mini orchestra, and they are so eclectic, but it's very instrumental heavy. And when we were walking into the scene with them, we were so vocal heavy. So it was sort of a good match between the two. And for us as artists, we learned a lot about how to incorporate other instruments in areas that we had not previously thought of, because we just weren't exposed to that as much. And after the Pink Martini album, we had a lot more time to start writing and to start exploring a little bit more of a contemporary outlook. You know, I think in the past we'd always felt a little bit nervous about grabbing on to more contemporary music or more contemporary feel, just because we came from a very classical upbringing with our musical taste. And so it was funny, sort of the things that were coming out when we were making this new EP with Dancing in Gold. It was really an experiment of stretching our sort of a taste and our capabilities. And that's sort of the mark of each phase as an artist that you want to go through. Is each project you work on has to challenge you to do a new thing, and that's what. It's you're constantly growing and moving towards getting better and broadening your sort of genres and your interests. So our music is pretty it's fun right now. We're having a lot of fun with this phase.
Yeah, we also brought in we incorporated three other Portland musicians, so like an upright bass, a drummer, and an amazing like jazz pianist, and then August plays, our brother plays ukulele, and Mel plays guitar, and I pick up melodica and glockenspiel, and Amanda does percussion, and like Pink Martini has just really inspired us to just explore. But this is a really exciting project, because with all these experiences we've had growing up, touring the world, actually like singing or being able to write our own original music, this is the first album where it's entirely original. And that's what's really cool, is because we can say what we want to say through our music, where it's very raw and honest. And that's kind of the new step with this, I guess. And it's a very like indie harmonic folk pop type of sound.
Now, Dancing in Gold is the album, and it will be released on April 14th. Your North American tour starts on the 28th. You're going to be in Des Moines on the 30th. Mm-hmm. So I know that, and we're going to play some of Dancing in Gold, the title track, in just a moment. But before I let you go, your name obviously opens a lot of doors. You've embraced this family legacy. Do you also have any, do you feel any conflicted emotions about it? I mean, you'll probably get requests for My Favorite Things when you perform.
Well, I think for us, we really grew up with very aware of how much happiness this, our story brings to people. That's something that we learned really early on, that it's such a hopeful story, and people have such a really emotional attachment to it. And for us, we're very respectful of that. And we're also very happy and blessed that it comes from something that's happy and makes people feel good. And so we're always respectful of that. But I think for us as, you know, as individuals, as growing up, we're also trying to add to the story, not just sort of ride on the coattails of what's already happened. We're trying to add to it in our way. And the legacy that we kind of want to continue.
Yeah. And if they ask for favorite things, we kind of do our own take on some of these songs. Like we'll do favorite things in Portuguese or like something interesting that just kind of piques everyone's curiosity.
All right. Well, I want to make sure that everybody gets to hear a little bit of Dancing in Gold. So I'll say thank you to you right now, Amanda and Sophia Von Trapp. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having us.
The younger Von Trapps have formed an indie band called the Von Trapps. They'll be performing at Vaudeville Muse in Des Moines on the 30th, and their album Dancing in Gold will be released on April 14th. And here's the title track.
How many times does it take to learn? The further I hold my heart out, the harder. Try to protect my soul by turning my heart to stone. I'm better dead than alone. Love doesn't make our lives easier at all. It can only make it worth the time.
The Von Trapps performing Dancing in Gold. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.
You can't sell you for control. Not if you want to go.